the Navy's holding open houses this week to get a sense of what people would like to see become of the base in the middle of the Shawamigan National Forest. Navy Public Affairs Officer Gary Wagner says the land belongs to the U.S. Forest Service. They just borrowed 2 acres for the transmission site. The base leaves behind a handful of buildings in a fenced-in area and 28 miles of antenna strung on telephone poles. Wagner says options range from dismantle everything to doing very little.
Leave buildings that are there now intact, leave the telephone poles that carried the antenna lines, leave those in place. Don't disturb the fragile environment up there, leave them in place. Leave the grounding wires that are buried, leave those in place.
Opponents of Project ELF, which is short for Extremely Low Frequency, have often said they'd like to see it become a park for the growing elk herd. Bonnie Erfer of Nukewatch likes the idea of recycling things.
So the buildings that they have up, if they could be used for group camping and gathering sites in bad weathers, that would be one thing. Our fear is that they would disallow use of the buildings, but that the military is very fond of leaving all of their junk behind.
The Navy will conduct an environmental assessment to determine if underground wire needs to be pulled up or if it will do more harm than good to remove the few thousand telephone poles running through the forest lands. The conversion from Project ELF to Project ELK may take as long as 3 years. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.